Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over six trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place.
Hey friends, welcome back to the show. I hope you're having a wonderful day. As this is coming out, I just got back from Mexico and I cannot wait to share everything with you. But today we are talking about how to get perks, room upgrades, special treatment, all of the things when staying at a resort. And this can be done without having any sort of credit card with the hotel chain, without having status, without having to have used points. This can be for points or cash stays. This is basically the secret to getting royalty treatment and really nice room upgrades to like VIP suites and things like that. So I have used this strategy for every single stay I have ever gone or every resort I've gone to, and it has worked every single time. This is like gold, what I'm about to share with you. This episode will be pretty short because it's not complicated at all. But not many people know about this. And so I wanted to share this with you today because it really is such a good little trick and such a good nugget. So when you are going to a resort, you're going to want to do this about a week in advance. And this can be done for any sort of occasion or non-occasion. So this works great for birthdays and anniversaries, baby moons, like any sort of very special occasion, but it can also work if it's not. And there's ways you can work around that and still say like, this is something special for us or we're coming. Now again, don't lie and say it's your birthday if it's not or anything like that. Be honest and truthful about the reason why you're going there. Even if it's just, it's your first time and you're really excited. Like it doesn't have to be some grand anniversary celebration or something like that. But if it is that and you are celebrating that, definitely use that to your advantage because they will roll out the red carpet usually for you when it's things like that. But this works every single time, whether it's a special occasion or not, to get some sort of gift or something in your room special or a free room upgrade. If you're looking specifically for a free room upgrade, what you want to do is that week before you're traveling, go ahead and look at, with cash rates, what rooms are available. So if they're completely booked out, obviously you're not going to get a room upgrade. But if there are those suites that are available, they are going to be willing to give that to you because no one has paid for it. So it's just sitting there. So why not? Would they not give it to you? So if there is a room that you want specifically, find that room and put the exact name of the room in the email template I'm about to give you so that you can ask for what you want specifically. If you're fine with like whatever and you think any sort of upgrade is great, you can just simply ask for an upgrade. But what you're going to do is that week in advance, you are going to go to the hotel you're staying at. This takes a little bit of research, okay? You're going to have to do some investigating to find this. Sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's not. But you're going to take the name of the resort you're staying at, you're going to go to Google and you're going to type in Hyatt Regency Clearwater manager email address, whatever the resort is, manager email address. You're just going to Google it and see what you can find. Sometimes, like I said, it will pop up. You might find this on LinkedIn through their account. You might find it through Rocket Reach. There's some different programs that will give their information if they're on those platforms. If you can't find any sort of thing, take out email address, or you can sometimes use manager contact. If you can't find that, then just type in the resort's name and manager. So Hyatt Regency Clearwater manager. Sometimes you can find articles that have been written about the resort to be able to find just the manager's name. So like, for instance, I was actually just doing this for a Mexico trip and I could not find the manager email for the Hyatt Ziva Puerto Vallarta. Couldn't find him anywhere, couldn't find nothing. I found an article that was written about the resort and it named the manager's name. I then took his name, went back to Google, Hyatt Ziva Puerto Vallarta, name of the manager, email address. And then I found it through there. So sometimes you'll find it again, sometimes you won't. If you can't get them, you then can call the resort directly and ask for the email address. Sometimes the person at the front desk will be able to give that to you, and then sometimes they won't. So if then you can't get it through that route, the last option that you have is a lot of times these resorts, the nicer ones, will send you an email about a week in advance saying, here's our spa menu, here's our restaurants, do you want to make any reservations, here's a map. Like, they're just going to send you some sort of welcome email, here's what you want, do you need to book anything? A lot of the times I will just directly reply to that because it's someone who's personally reaching out. It's not just like the resort's website or email address. And so I will just reply back to that. And a lot of the times that has worked. The last thing you can do also is you can message through the like Hyatt app or the Marriott app and maybe directly contact the resort through there. So those are all of your options to be able to send this email that I'm about to share with you. But if you can get it directly to the manager, you're probably going to have a better bet than if you were just to send it to somebody else who works at the resort. But there's lots of different ways you can go about it. Again, it's going to take a little bit of digging to figure out who you need to talk to, but it can be done. So once we have the email address or we have some sort of contact to send this email, this is the template that you are going to use. So you're going to say, hello, we are looking really forward to staying at whatever the resort is, Hyatt Ziva Puerto Vallarta. You can just make it sound excited, like we're really looking forward to it. This is the first time we've ever been. We are traveling on, and you put the dates that you are traveling. And then you are going to put the reason you're traveling. So this is where you're going to insert the birthday, the anniversary. We're visiting as a family to celebrate my husband. And I always put their name if I'm celebrating someone. So we're coming to visit to celebrate my husband Dick's 40th birthday. We're coming to celebrate my daughter Paige's 2nd birthday. So always calling them out because then you're going to get more personalized things from them. Or me and my husband Dick and Megan are celebrating our 5th anniversary, like whatever it may be. So for Puerto Vallarta, we weren't celebrating anything. There was nothing like big like that. So what I said was we are visiting as a family to celebrate the end of our busy work season and just trying to make some amazing family memories. Simple. Okay. I'm not going to lie and say it's someone's birthday if it's not, but it is the end of our fire season for my husband. And so we get to travel in the winter because he is not on wildfires, obviously. And so this is like our hoorah, we're done, start of travel season. So that's what I put. You will then say anything you can do to make the stay special for us would be greatly appreciated. If you're looking for a room upgrade, you can put here, if possible, we would love to upgrade to a VIP suite and it would really make our stay more special. So there you would put the specific upgrade you want, or if there's any way you can upgrade us, we would really appreciate it. Something along those lines. If you want anything else, like for this one, I asked if it was possible to get us early check-in as we were arriving around noon. I did this the last time we stayed somewhere. It worked for us and we got to check in early. And then you're going to put a space after that. You'll say thank you. You'll put a space and you're going to put your confirmation number for that stay along with your hotel account number. So if it's your Hyatt account number, your Marriott, your Hilton, whatever that number is, you're going to put your member number in there so that they can look you up as a member and then say thank you so much and we look forward to our stay. Send that a week in advance and you will get so many amazing things from this. So like I said, it has worked for us every single time. We went to Clearwater over in Tampa, Florida last December. We used this and this was the best upgrade that we've ever gotten. It was a beautiful suite that had a kitchen, two bathrooms, a living room, like a full-blown kitchen, like breakfast bar, full fridge, and a separate bedroom with a beautiful balcony, ocean view. Like, it was a beautiful room that we got simply from sending this email. We did this when we went to Charleston last year. Same thing, really nice suite upgrade. We just used this when we went to Phoenix, and we got, they, so it, if you want to go back and listen to the Destination Day episode on Phoenix, you'll get the full story. But what we did was we went for my daughter's second birthday. We stayed at a Hyatt Regency. When we showed up with this email, they gave us a $50 gift certificate to use at their gift shop because they said they had a bunch of stuffed animals in there for her to pick out. So that was really sweet. They were doing a bunch of construction at this resort. So we ended up switching resorts the day we got there. So I was like, I have points with Marriott. There's a Marriott down the road. Let's book that one. So we switched. We stayed one night at the Hyatt and then we switched for the rest of the trip. So I actually sent this email template the night before we were going. And I was like, not expecting anything because it was such short notice. It was a Saturday or a Friday. And I was like, not expecting anything. I sent that email that night. That next morning, we got to check in early. We got upgraded to an amazing suite that was actually like its own building off of the resort. It was gorgeous, beautiful balcony. So we got early check-in, showed up, dropped off our stuff, and then went and got something to eat. When we came back to the room, they had tied balloons all around the bed for my daughter. They left a personalized card written to her for her birthday and left her a stuffed animal. So this really works every single time if they have the rooms to give you, and most of the time the staff is going to do something for you. We went up to Albuquerque with this. I got a VIP suite, and they had, it was for my husband's 40th birthday, and they had champagne waiting on ice for us in the bottle with glasses when we checked in for his birthday with a personalized card written to him wishing him happy birthday. So this works every single time. It's so simple. Like I said, you don't have to have like globalist status or gold status with the resort or anything like that. They are just wanting to make your stay more memorable. They're wanting to do whatever they can to earn your business, because if they treat you well and you like that resort, you're going to keep going back to it. I have heard people getting like their whole room decorated, birthday cakes for kids, stuffed animals, chocolate covered strawberries for anniversaries, like all kinds of things. So depending on the resort you go to, again, the higher end of the resorts that you stay at obviously are going to do more for you. This really isn't going to work if you're staying at like a Hyatt house or a Hyatt place, because they don't have suite upgrades and they're not going to treat you as well as if you were staying at some of these all-inclusive resorts or like a Waldorf Astoria or anything like that. That's really where these are going to come in handy. Really great for beach locations because you can get an ocean view. You might get like a hot tub on your balcony. All kinds of different perks that you can get from sending this one simple email. So this is one of just my absolute favorite travel tips and hacks that you can use. That, again, is so simple. You don't have to have a credit card. It's nothing fancy. It's just a simple email asking for something. And at the worst, they can just say no. But I can guarantee you're going to get something out of this when you utilize it. So I hope you use this on your next trip. If you do and it works, please message me and let me know how it went. I love hearing your guys' stories of how you use points and where you go and you sending me pictures of your ocean views and just all of the things. I love it when you share all of the ways that this podcast has helped you. I also ask that if this podcast has helped you and you find it valuable, to please share it with a friend or a family member, because I want as many people as possible to be traveling on points and changing their family's lives with these tools. So thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you use this trick, and I will see you guys next week.